Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
What causes habits to stick and maybe others to not stick? And so I've been reading some books lately. The current one I'm reading is called Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg. And what's interesting about it, and I haven't gotten through it all yet, but what, you know, his idea with tiny habits is, yeah, you want to start small, right? And you have there's an art and a science to picking, you know, kind of what you want to achieve. But, you know, it comes down to starting small and also celebrating your wins. And sometimes, you know, that's it seems like I'm kind of if I think about my running habit, which is the thing that, you know, that honestly takes the most time in my day these days, because I mean I'm going for 90 minutes or more on a typical day. Sometimes I do more than that, sometimes I do less, but when I started, right, I mean, I think it's, and maybe I started, I didn't start small enough when I did it, right? Because, you know, I think what BJ Fogg says in the book about, you know, if you want to start a running habit, right, the first step is, You know, let's say getting on your running shoes would be the you know, sort of the first step, right? As far as, you know, you want to break it down to something that's very small, that's easy to do, that you can do, right, without having to, you know, to stress out too much about it. Because sometimes you're not going to want to do it, but if you do something that if you can reduce the friction to do it, and, you know, or increase the motivation, sometimes motivation wanes, right? And I know this with running. Some days I'm less motivated to do it, but I've also got, at this point, I've also got kind of a streak. So it's, this, you know, so, you know, the only thing that really broke my streak really, it used to be travel, because some days I couldn't go for a run necessarily. But since all that stopped at the beginning of 2020, the only thing that stopped my streak really is I injured myself. Now on those days, what I did was I said, okay, well, I'm still going to, max out, you know, I think I actually reduced my goal on my Apple Watch, but my goal was, okay, I'm gonna still get out and walk, right, and try and actually do something that's not going to necessarily hurt myself, but still get out and do something, right? Or the sort of the concept of no zero days, right? So you're, even if you can't do exactly what you would normally do, right, that you do something, and because something is better than nothing. And I think that's that kind of falls into the tiny habits framework, right? Is that you pick a habit and you make it something small. And so what I could have done, you know, is I could have started putting on my running shoes, or, well, now I'm running in sandals, so I'd be putting on my sandals. But, you know, these days it's, you know, okay, I do have a goal in front of myself to run 2021 miles, which, yeah, I'll probably do that. That won't be a problem. But what I think is important is that every day that I still do something, right? So there might be a day where who knows what could happen in the next, several weeks or months or whatever, but I might encounter a day where I'm like, yeah, I don't have time to go for a 7 or 8 mile run, which is pretty typical of what I do these days. And even today, as I'm recording this, when I looked at my watch, I'm like, oh crap, I have a meeting at, you know, noon, and it's a little after 10. So, okay, I can't go for the run that I thought I was going to go run for, but I'll run, you know, I can probably get back in time for my meeting that I had. And so I didn't go as far as I would have gone probably had I done it, but I still did it. Right. And that's the important thing about, you know, that there are going to be days where you're going to exceed whatever your tiny goal is, and that's fine. But there are days where, you may not be able to do it for whatever reason, or you may not have the energy to do it or whatever reason. But if you still do it, right, you still accomplish something toward that goal. That's better than nothing, right? So it's not just thinking about it, but actually taking an action and also celebrating the fact that, hey, you did it. And I think we kind of miss that. Now, you know, I post a photo of myself usually after I've gone for a run. Now, part of that is also celebrating the fact that I went for a run. And I think that's been important. And that's something I've noticed if I go back to try and, go back through previous times where I've tried to incorporate exercise into my regimen or whatever. when I stopped doing, you know, I stopped posting the, I don't know, they were probably annoying posts on social media about, you know, the fact that I've done whatever. That was to me kind of a celebratory thing, right? And I think it, you know, you're kind of thinking back on it. And when I stopped doing that, that's when it stopped working. And that's something I said this time. I said, okay, yes, I know I'm going to be annoying when I do this, but I'm going to post my, you know, post my run picture every day. And I do that primarily as, you know, first of all, accountability. That's one thing. But I think the other thing is actually kind of a celebratory, hey, I did it, right? And I realized that there are people that can, that, you know, can't run as far as I run, or, you know, whatever, or there's people that run more. Okay, fine. It's that, you know, I'm not really competing with anybody. I'm just saying, hey, I did, you know, I did a thing, right? And that's, And I'm you know, I'm happy that I was able to do the thing. Happy to say that and the fact that the habit has been, has continued for as long as it has. Yeah, it's you know, as it had a benefit. I'm sure it has on some level, right? It gets me out of the house. I feel good after I've done it. Although some days, especially if I go, I did do like a 16-mile run. You know, about a week ago, I guess. After that, I'm a little tired, but that's to be expected, right? So I'm not, you know, again, it's, you know, some days it's, you know, it's not about the number of miles you do. It's the number, it's kind of the, you know, it's really that, did you make the effort, right? Did you actually do it, right? Or not, you know, not necessarily how far you went, but did you actually get out there? And I think that's overlooked, right? And if you're trying to build a habit, I guess the idea is, yeah, start small, right? But you got to, you know, not only do you have to start small, but it's got to be something that you want to do on some level, but it can't be like so difficult that you're never going to do it. And eventually over time, I guess, yeah, you can actually continue to make that habit, but again, there's got to be also something that prompts you to do it, right? And you know, for me, it's, the prompt is kind of, I don't know. I mean, most mornings it's, it depends on the day of the week. Some weeks, you know, some days I can get up and it's like, okay, after I have my cup of coffee, I'll go for a run, right? Now, some days I can't do that because I've got a meeting first thing in the morning, some challenge of my job or whatever, but I still will get, you know, but it gets done, right? It's like, this point, it's almost a self-perpetuating thing. I will get it done. But I think for a new habit, yeah, you've got to hook it to something, right? There's got to be something that, you know, something that prompts you to actually do the action. Or, you know, if you can do it with something that you already do anyway, it's probably a lot easier. So there's a lot, yeah. I mean, and there's, it's got a lot of tricks in this book, and I'm still, as I say, I'm still reading through it. But the idea being that you make it something small and something that prompts you very easily to do the thing, whatever it is. All of that's great stuff. So yeah, this is as I'm going through this book and I'm actually reading through all and kind of analyzing my own habits and what's worked and what hasn't. There's something to it. And I think it's, I think it's worth it. If you haven't, I'm sure you can find this book on Amazon or wherever. Read Tiny Habits and give you a framework for being able to, to do what it is you want to do. Maybe not right away, but you can build that habit and make your life better in some way.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.